Topic 2. Energy and cause and effect sequences. Cause and effect sequences always involve energy. However, some cause and effect sequences release energy, and some require a continuous input of energy. This often involves an input or output of one or more of the following: mechanical energy, heat, electricity, electromagnetic radiation, such as light, radio waves, and X-rays. This is explained in more detail in the following subtopics. Subtopic: exergonic cause and effect sequences, release energy. Generally, cause and effect sequences require energy to carry out the sequence. However, some cause and effect sequences release enough energy to maintain the sequence. This is because they contain potential energy before the sequence starts. I am calling the cause and effect sequences that release energy exergonic, which is terminology I borrowed from chemistry. Note: potential energy in chemistry is usually called free energy. A simple example of an exergonic cause and effect sequence can be illustrated with a row of dominoes, placed in the upright position. Each domino contains potential energy because of its upright position and gravity. If the first domino is toppled over, it releases enough energy to topple the second domino, which will release enough energy to topple the third domino, etc. With a row of dominoes in the upright position, there is enough energy to maintain the sequence, until all of the dominoes tumble over. This can be seen in the following three online videos. 275,000 dominoes, most dominoes toppled in a spiral? Largest toppling dominoes? Dominoes Copenhagen, Metropolis Festival 2013. However, some cause and effect sequences release more energy than is necessary to maintain the sequence. In such a case, there is a large amount of energy released into the environment. Some examples are burning gasoline, uranium-235 in a nuclear reaction, and TNT when it is ignited. Usually, exergonic cause and effect sequences require some input of energy to start the sequence. For example, to tumble a row of dominoes, there must be an input of energy to push the first domino. Other examples are gasoline, coal, and firewood, which require a small input of energy to start combustion. Subtopic: endergonic cause and effect sequences require an input of energy. Some cause and effect sequences require a continuous input of energy to maintain the sequence. One of the simplest examples of a cause and effect sequence that requires a continuous input of energy takes place in a steam engine. With this example, the energy usually comes from burning a combustible substance and, in some cases, from a nuclear reactor. Similarly, the cause and effect sequence associated with internal combustion engines and the electric motors require an input of energy, such as from gasoline or electricity. In general, engines require a continuous input of energy to create cause and effect sequences that involve mechanical movements. Some chemical cause and effect sequences, which are generally called chemical reactions, require an input of energy to take place. Some examples of chemicals produced by green plants, which require a continuous input of energy, are sugars, starches, cellulose, and amino acids. This energy ultimately comes from the sun. Animals produce proteins and bone and body structures, which require a continuous input of energy, which comes from food. Subtopic: cause and effect sequences can build structure or destroy structure, which generally involves the input or output of energy. Cause and effect sequences can build structure or destroy it. For example, when plants generate cause and effect sequences to create sugars, starches, roots, stems, and leaves, they are building structure. When a row of dominoes is pushed over, the resulting cause and effect sequence destroys structure, which can be seen dramatically in the following video: 128,000 dominoes, 2 Guinness World Records. Structure often contains potential energy, and when it does, destroying it generally releases the energy. Thus, cause and effect sequences that destroy such structure release energy. These sequences are exergonic. Cause and effect sequences that build structure generally required a continuous input of energy, These sequences are endergonic. Note, not all structures contain potential energy. For example, this e-book contains a tremendous amount of structure, but it does not contain potential energy. If you destroy it, such as by scrambling the words, or pressing the delete button, no energy will be released. In fact, energy would be required to destroy the structure of this book. The amount of potential energy contained in a structure does not necessarily relate to the amount of energy used to create the structure. For example, this e-book contains no potential energy, but it contains a great deal of structure, which required a great deal of energy to create. The energy necessary to build a specific structure generally comes from destroying another structure that has potential energy. For example, a predatory animal might destroy a smaller animal for food, which the predatory animal will use to create its own structure. Some animals obtain energy by destroying the structure of plants, which they use to build their structure. In the case of green plants, the energy source obviously is sunlight, which ultimately is the result of the destruction of atomic structures on the sun. The process described above, of course, also applies to technology created by human beings. For example, an automobile engine obtains energy by destroying the structure of gasoline in the combustion process. Steam engines obtain energy by destroying the structure of firewood or coal,